Welcome to Suddenly a Woman podcast. I am so happy you guys are listening, and we're at episode 6. I cannot believe it. I am overwhelmed daily by the goodness of the Lord and how He is showing up through this podcast. Same message I have every week is, if you are dreaming about something, if the Lord has spoke something into your spirit and you are trying to figure out how do you have enough courage to step out and do it, sis, step out. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to feel like, what am I doing? I feel that way constantly, but I am telling you, there is gratification. There is an anointing of information that will come your way. People will help you along the way. You will get more confident in your gifting. You will get stronger in your faith, and you will have fun in the process. I am having a ball. We've launched Suddenly a Woman, the blog. I am on episode 6. Can that just sit in the air for a second? Episode 6 of the podcast. We are brainstorming for 2023 of what's to come and where we're going. And I'm just excited. I hope you listened last week. Mrs. Chloe Babineau brought us a word on gratitude. She spoke from 2 Thessalonians. And it was good, y'all. Like, just having a posture for gratitude and knowing what God will do in a season of thankfulness is something that we have to hold on to and make sure our posture is in the right place, even outside of the Thanksgiving season. So I'm so happy she was able to step in for me and just bless y'all so well. And here we are. I am piggybacking off of Chloe and talking today, or talking about Psalms 23. It's one of my favorite Psalms, and coming out of Thanksgiving and going into the holiday season of Christmas, I just really wanted to step into the conversation of who is the Lord in your life. And if things are difficult for you, can we just reposture our hearts to know that the Lord is faithful and He's present and He's available? This psalm for me, it was an anchor in my spirit in some of the lowest times of my life. And it was a reminder of what God has done in my life, but how He walks with me. I think so many times we can read the Bible and get lost in the wording and not fully understand the action that's taking place. Let me explain. So many times we read our Bible on a surface level and we come across something or a verse like Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. And it's easy to say it and think, oh, okay, I believe it. It's easy to look at that verse and say, okay, the Lord is my shepherd. What's next though? What is next? What is next for our spirit? What is next for our prayer life? What is next for our fasting time? How do we make those words etched into our souls? How do we get to a point where we truly, truly know the Lord is my shepherd? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What does that truly mean? So In my life, I have truly learned that Jesus has shown me time and time again that he would and could provide for me if I followed him. Just as a shepherd provides for a sheep, Jesus provided for me. And this is something that I held on to from reading this psalm. And I hope as I break this down and walk through this with you, I can give practicals of what it means to truly trust in the Lord, even when everything may not look how you want it to look. How do we make sure our hearts are in the right place and we have that spirit of gratitude? But how do we truly, truly know that the Lord is walking with me in this season? Okay, so let's get into a little backstory. David wrote this psalm, and he was older in age. Theologians explain that he was older in age when he wrote it. He had seen tragedy at this point, and he had seen disappointment, but he also had come to know God. And he started to give this example of a good shepherd who gives his children more than they deserve. A good shepherd provides provision. You can have all you need in the Lord. Another thing that we learn from Psalms 23 is peace. We can have peace. Even in the midst of our storm, even in the midst of our journey, wherever we're at, we can have some form of peace. We can have protection. We can be held safe under the covering of the Lord, even from our enemies. We learn this in Psalms 23. Providence. I have guidance, even in a time of confusion. I can be strong in my faith, even when everything around me doesn't look like it's faithfulness. Presence. There is a companion that walks with me. This was a big one for me. I was starting to realize in my lowest times that I was not trusting the Lord with everything. I was giving the Lord what I felt was okay for him to deal with and okay for him to tackle. Not the hard stuff. You've brought me to my knees on enough. That's how I was looking at it. I hope I can be honest with everyone. I wanted the presence of the Lord, but I wanted it on my own terms. I wanted it in my own timing. I didn't want to have to surrender everything to the Lord and believe he's going to be faithful for me. I had it all wrong. Psalms 23 is one of those psalms that allows you to sit in your faith and ask yourself really hard questions. It's an understanding that not only is the Lord walking with you, but he can be a comforter for you during your most difficult times. You can find yourself in a space with the Lord and all your trials and tribulations and still be okay. Psalms 23 explains to us in such a gentle way that God is with us at all times, always present, always available, and he is good. It's interesting to me how we find ourselves constantly questioning who God is, but we do it in the world. Okay, I really want anyone listening to hear what I'm saying. We have questions of our faith. We have questions of why am I going through this? We've heard it. I have heard it all. I've said it all. Can I just say that? I've said it all. I have said, God, why me? I have said, God, I don't understand why this is happening. And I understand now that God was with me in the green pastures. He's beside me in still waters. He's before me at the table. And he's behind me, pursuing me, running after me with goodness and mercy. And in my heavenly home, I want to dwell. But guess what? Not just in my heavenly home. I'm getting choked up, y'all. Not just in my heavenly home, I want to dwell. I want to dwell with him here on earth in the physical. And Psalms 23 showed me that that is possible for me to walk with the Lord as he walks with me. I'm going to say it again. Psalms 23 shows me that I can walk with the Lord here on earth as he walks with me spiritually. I want you to know that God's goodness comes from his nature, not our worthiness. It is a fact that we cannot do enough. We cannot do enough to even measure the love that God has for us. And the sin that we carry, he still loves us. His goodness is the same. Now, we'll get into this in another podcast. Does he want a life of sin for us? No, he doesn't. He wants us in the goodness of his presence. So it is very easy to assume that, well, if he loves me anyway, I can do whatever. Mm-mm, that's not the case. That's not the case. But there is a goodness that comes over your spirit when you are willing to step into the goodness of the Lord and have the fruit of his love. He will pour out an abundance of love over your life. And it starts the minute you declare your life to him. So he doesn't wait for you to be perfect to pour his love out. He doesn't wait for you to get it right to pour his love out. The minute you step into a relationship with God and he starts to pour his covering out, these things that we see in Psalms 23, and I'm going to read it at the end, and I will read it very slow because I want you to really take it all in. And I want this to be a psalm that you study, and it starts to be an embodiment of your life. But it's important to know that God's goodness comes from his nature. It's natural for him. He is the good thing. God is the good thing in our lives. The next thing I want you to know, that God's love comes from his character, not our virtue. The Psalms are filled with affirmations of God's love for us. Psalms 13:5, Psalms 31:7, Psalm 86:5. Y'all, Psalms 136, 25 times. 25 times it points out God's love. In Psalms 23, David writes, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life." David's word for God's tender affection is a term used in the ancient world to mean love that flows out of deep emotion rather than duty. It's a kind and gentle love. That quaint old word, loving kindness, may still be the best translation of all. Love I don't deserve. God's nature is to love beyond our wildest expectations. We are reminded in Psalms 23, that in life or death, in times of plenty or want, God is good and worthy of our trust. The psalm uses the metaphor of a shepherd's care for his sheep to describe the wisdom, strength, and kindness of our God. It gives voice to the sheep who are always eager to share what's true. And I love this example of a shepherd that spends his time protecting sheep. This psalm is an embodiment of a visual for you that it can carry in your spirit. We see this in numerous places and in multiple ways of the Lord's love for us mirroring shepherding and being a shepherd. In the New Testament, one of my favorite stories is when Jesus reveals himself to be the good shepherd. This is an example of Psalms 23 for me. At the gravesite of his friend Lazarus, you see this moment of shepherding in two words. It's spoken it's written in John 11:35, the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Two words that speak volumes of what Psalms 23 means when it declares, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Here is Jesus, our Lord and Shepherd, not merely looking down on our sorrow from a distance and filling us up with sympathy, but coming alongside and entering in our suffering as one of us, and the empathy he has is with us. But even more than coming alongside us, our shepherd steps up for us with the strength of the almighty rescuer that he is, able to defeat our most terrifying enemy. We read in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in me, though he may die physically, yet he will live again eternally." Because of what the shepherd has done for his sheep, death does not win. Even though for now we may stand in the valley of his dark shadow, and often, like Jesus, weep at the graveside, feeling as though the hole in our hearts inside us is bigger than the hole in the earth in front of us. Even in that hard place, especially there, the Lord is with us. Because of what the shepherd has done for his sheep, death does not win. And it is very easy to hear me, and I already know what's going through your head. Kim, you don't know how hard it is right now. My heart is broken. You don't know what I'm walking through right now. My finances, nothing is adding up. Life is hard for me right now. I know what you're saying, but if you only knew. I know that's why the Lord has me making a podcast episode about the Lord being my shepherd, because I want to encourage you in this moment. I want to encourage you that the Lord is your shepherd. He is walking with you. He is laying you down. He is giving you rest. He is your voice. He's your voice of reason. He is giving you vision for what to do next. I know how difficult it looks, and I know how hard it can be. I just want you to know that there is someone walking with you, and you're not alone. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands." John 10:11. That's also out of verse 27-28. I'm just here reiterating what some of you already know. And for anyone who doesn't know, I hope this is a page turner, that you open your Bibles and find Psalms 23 and just connect with it the way I am. I'm just praying you will. My last point I want to make is God's house draws us home. There is something magnetic. I cannot talk today. Here we go. There is something magnetic about home. I even if I travel, if I'm on a mission trip, if I'm somewhere cooking, I am always drawn and ready to be back home. I know my home is my safe place. I know my home is the comfort. I can be myself. I can be goofy. I can laugh. Just everything. Home is a safe place. And David closes Psalms 23 with a mighty, mighty statement of faith when he declares, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalms 23:6. This word, this verse, is one of the most important connections in the Bible for me. It connects yesterday and today and tomorrow. God says, "I've got this great life planned for you, and surely goodness and mercy will follow you through it." But that's not the end. I've got something else for you at the end. The word dwell means to reside or to settle down and be at home with. The word house means the family or household or flock of the good shepherd. In God's presence, you will dwell. The word forever means the length of one's day, for all of one's time. David is saying that he never wants to step away from God. He craves to remain in the atmosphere, in the awareness, in the environment. He wants to be in God's house. If you could ask God one thing, what would you request? David tells us what he would ask. He longs to dwell in the house of God. David doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want a cup of coffee. He doesn't want to come over for dinner. He wants to move in with him forever. He doesn't seek a temporary assignment. He's not looking for a short-term rental. He is looking for a lifelong resident. In the real estate world, they call it their forever home. David is like, "I'm done. This is where I want to be." God's home is something that he was longing for. The goal for me in sharing this, it really is in direct connection to what I'm trying to build with Suddenly a Woman. I have been challenged in this season to stay true to the vision and stay true to the purpose of what God is asking me to do. And as scary as it's been, I have found my voice. And I know it's like, "What, Kim, you're doing a podcast, you have a voice." If I can be transparent, when it's time to do the difficult things that God asks us to do, our voice gets quiet. We get timid. We shrink back. We don't push with the same force when it's something that we're excited about. If I can be honest, if God asked me to go cook for 1,000 people, I would be on it. My brain would be working for what is the best way to do it. What's the best way to line it up? How can I execute this? And I would be excited. And everyone around me who don't feed people or don't look at logistics of things like that get nervous. And I'm like, "Bring it on. This is good." But I had to realize that the Lord was asking me to do something out of my comfort zone, out of my wheelhouse. And I had to find my voice. I had to find my confidence in the word that I study every day. The life, my life is a surrendered life to Christ. Let me say that again. My life is a surrendered life to Christ. In my lowest point, Psalm 23 covered my spirit. It helped me. And I'm going to close out this episode just reading it. I hope this episode bless anyone listening. Here we go. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Heavenly Father, I lift up anybody who is listening to this podcast. I pray that these words were sweet to their spirit, was encouraging to their hearts. And if they are in a valley, I ask that you be with them like you have been with me. May Psalms 23 be a comforter for them to know they're not walking alone. And may you continue to show up in their lives over and over again. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank y'all.